Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, I'll tell you what, sports are never going to come back if idiots like Bruce Arians keep talking about how everybody is going to get sick. What is up with this, the Tampa Bay Times report this morning or whatever, where he says every one of his players is going to get sick, including 43-year-old Tom Brady?
Yep. Man. He told Rick Stroud, who, by the way, I booked for this show about a month ago, but you said, who's Rick Stroud?
Tom Brady's biggest fan now.
No.
Nothing, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, nothing better than radio people interviewing beat writers in other cities. Great, great content.
We should do a segment.
Yeah, I missed on that one.
Wrap around Curtis the says body moving for tomorrow.
Go ahead. What?
Body moving has COVID. No. He told Rick Stroud, I got to be careful. I'll probably double with a mask and a face shield, you know, because I already had a scare out there in Arizona, I guess, when it comes to cancer. I plan to just be smart enough and stay with it. He told his team to be prepared to get the illness and that he's 67 years old and he's somewhat concerned about his own personal health.
Well, isn't that what Tom Brady has been doing with his secret workouts is getting the herd immunity? Mm-hmm. Haven't they? It's been like an infection party, isn't that
hasn't he taken Protect? I mean,
that's right. Bruce is chugging it.
Yeah, he said, I mean, every player will get sick, that's for sure.
What? Whoa. Why is that for sure that every player is going to get sick? Where is he getting that from?
I think he said WebMD.
Well, as Danielle pointed out, there was a report yesterday that herd immunity is impossible.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Spanish scientists said only 5% of the population has the antibodies. They say gathering herd immunity is not going to be happening.
Are they going to change that next week? Or
probably.
I mean, I don't,
butter is also good for you again.
Yeah.
Didn't they all say that herd immunity was guaranteed? Like, wasn't that what we were working towards from all these experts? Now it's not possible.
Honestly, I can't remember anymore. I mean, there have been so many competing expert opinions on every little
part
of this.
Nobody knows what's going on.
Nobody has any idea. I mean, it was the following the advice of the experts is what got us to in the position that we're in. He's concerned because he's 67 years old.
He's a cancer survivor. He's 67. He's not in the greatest shape. And I think that all plays a role in it. And I think I don't know. I don't know what the heck is going to be if the second the first player at camp tests positive, who's been there for a couple days, do they just shut the entire camp down?
No.
Because who knows who else was in contact? If you're playing football, then the next day that guy tests positive, he's a running back, so he's in the huddle with the offense, he's being tackled by the defense, he's getting his work done with massage and taping his ankles with the medical team. Like, he's touched by everybody, basically, in some indirect way.
Aren't they going to do it the way Bradfo said baseball's doing it? So, aren't they going to test every NFL player every day before they report to training camp, before they walk into the facility or whatever?
And there's not going to be preseason.
So, nobody's going to be in there who tests positive. And they get the rapid, they're going to get the rapid results, right?
No, but I mean, look at baseball. There's some teams who got tested on Friday that didn't get the results until Tuesday.
I'm hoping that's growing pains. That's just like early getting the kinks out, you know?
Right. And those tests are far more accurate, Greg, than those the rapid tests. The rapid tests aren't as accurate, but you'd still rather be able to have an immediate response if on Saturday you're doing your walkthrough and then all of a sudden, like, oh, no, two safeties, three receivers, and half the offensive line tested positive. That's why you're going to have the expanded taxi squad so that you can tell these guys, okay, go home. You're in quarantine for 2 weeks. Call up, you know, call up Hoyer and everyone else.
But to be fair, Greg, I feel like baseball sent their tests via mail. Like normal mail, and they're going to get the results back by mail, knowing how baseball is so
yes.
incredibly slow.
Yes.
They use DHL.
Yeah. I mean,
they asked Bing.
Yeah, and paid by Diners Club.
They're using Windows 10.
Like, there's, I don't understand, and I guess it's the optics.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
But I don't understand why it's not like every other workplace. You're opening things up. People are going to get sick. You don't shut down. Are workplaces going to shut down because two or three people end up getting sick?
Some will. Yeah, some will.
I mean, okay. Look at our office. It's still, it's now July 8th. We've been doing this for 4 months. Our entire office is empty.
Right.
Entirely.
It was going to open last month, and then Greg's Instagram popped up again.
See you later. Well, everyone will come back September 1st, and then 2 weeks later, me, Dale, and Glenn will be back at home.
But is anybody sick? Anybody gotten sick here?
Well, what kind of sickness are we talking about?
Right,
we're sick of each other.
Man,
mentally
jinx
sick.
In effect, jeez.
You already killed the baseball season.
No, but Greg, back to your point, you asked a minute ago, how do we know who's saying the entire football team is going to get sick? Who's validating what Bruce Arians says? It seems almost impossible to be in a close proximity, full contact sport if one, two, or three guys, depending on the unit or what side of the ball they play on, test positive, to think that over the course of 4 to 6 months, at some point, at least the majority of your team won't get it. They have to be heading into the season thinking at least 50% of our team is going to get it. It's impossible. I mean, even if they play with gloves, redesigned BMX helmet, breathing mask, N95 apparatus, or whatever the hell they're thinking of going with, it's going to be impossible for them to not get it. You're going to have to, it's just risk management and risk aversion. That these guys are just going to have to be willing to just go out, get it, be done with it, roll with it. Maybe some of the offensive linemen will be fine. Maybe some of them will get sick.
I'm looking at the new rules, the protocols for NFL and COVID testing. You know who Belichick is going to just love? His team's infection control officer. Each team is appointed one.
Well, Ernie's doing that job.
Oh, that's true.
I wouldn't put it past Bill to give everybody the COVID heading into the season so they have an advantage. It's probably already done that.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's already in the works.
Bob Hull is writing about it.
This is Nathan from Lynn. Nathan, what are you calling about?
So earlier someone made a statement that Michael Jordan wasn't the most physically gifted player. That's insane. His first half of his career, he was slamming the ball from the free throw line. There was no one more physically gifted than Jordan. Mm-hmm. So if you fast forward to Mahomes, what Jordan did in the second half of his career is he became the smartest, most competitive Tom Brady-ish type guy, yelling at his players, like forcing them to do better. Mahomes is going to have to adjust to be that guy in the second half of his career because he is going to get injured. There is no quarterback in the league, as we always talk about, that is a running outside the pocket quarterback that hasn't gotten destroyed by some savage defensive player.
He already did, and he recovered rapidly. By the way,
well, he recovered rapidly. How does Bledsoe do? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying. Michael Jordan and Tom Brady really have a lot in common, and so the same thing is going to be the case, except for the physically gifted part. But they're really going to have to, you know, adjust Mahomes to end up being a pocket passer, which I'm sure he'll do fine at. He's great, but he's not going to be putting up the same numbers in the second half of his career as he does in the first half, or even this year. He could get leveled this year, and what an awful thing that would be for that massive contract.
So would you take Cam Newton at his number for 1 year, or Patty Mahomes at his number for 12 years?
Well, so what has been the amazing thing that Belichick has done for his whole career in New England. He has taken the low price guy. He's somehow managed to constantly restructure everybody's contracts and get guys off the street. So sure, why wouldn't we go with Cam Newton and wait for the next Tom Brady potential? You know, obviously nobody's going to be like Tom Brady, but somebody's going to come along. I wouldn't sign Mahomes to that contract because he is going to get injured. There's way too much risk in that contract. It has nothing to do with the Cam Newton comparison. Of course, I don't want that contract. If I take Mahomes for 5 years, sure, I would do that tomorrow.
But Nathan, the contract isn't, it's every year you have roster bonuses, yeah, where he makes a lot of money. They can actually, if you do it for 5 years and they get out of it, they're fine.
It's basically a 4-year deal, Nathan. So they can, after they pay him $140 million, $155 million, they're out.
All right, well then I guess maybe that changes my mind a little bit, but
but if you're the Patriots, can you do that deal with Mahomes and keep Gilmore?
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to find a way to restructure it, but probably not. I'm a strong middle class guy. That's what's always helped. That's the supporting cast.
Okay, let's go through the Chiefs defense right now and let's see which players would be better than players in the Patriots, because they somehow are able to have a very good defense and Patrick Mahomes on their roster.
Because they haven't paid him the crazy money yet. It's all going to come to roost in about 2 years.
Okay, is Dwight Freeney on the same team as Peyton Manning? The best pass rusher in the NFL at the time?
Curtis, they have Chris Jones. They have Chris Jones, and they have Tyrann Mathieu, and they have a bunch of role players on their defense.
And the cap is going to go up astronomically once the new TV deals are in place. You're talking about doubling it, maybe.
No, it's not going to double, Curtis.
They're going to double their income in the next TV deal.
It may go up to $300 million within a couple of years' time. Right now, it's at $200 million.
Right.
So up to 50% possibly. But other players are going to demand higher salaries as well. Look, the Chiefs will stay, like we said, they'll stay competitive because Mahomes can, with the 2006 Patriots, he'll still be competitive.
You know, what the caller was saying is correct. When it comes to injuries, it's not instant dynasty. Like, you have to have... Tom Brady remained pretty healthy, other than the ACL.
Damn straight.
They were lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not guaranteed with Mahomes that it's instant dynasty, Nick Wright and everybody's
saying.
There's
lucky, and then there's also what Brady's toughness and what he was willing to
and
play
his
through.
Pliability.
Back-to-back 12-4 seasons.
Well, you doubt his pliability. You doubt his hydration, Greg.
Yes. All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
During Subaru Summer, retailers are making it easy for you to shop online from wherever you are. Begin at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. The Celtics are beginning the trip to Orlando. They have left Boston, departing Boston for the bubble today.
That's awesome. Yeah. I don't sleep on the Celtics. I think they have a great chance of winning it all.
Bruins and Celtics.
Yeah.
Might be a bizarre double. Can you imagine that? Both winning.
Can't have COVID. A parade, right? Can't,
yeah.
But what do you do? Can you have some kind of a social distanced rolling rally or what do we do?
Yeah, just Zoom boats.
We have like a Zoom parade?
I'll tell you, yesterday I saw that, what are they calling that? The $1 million all-in league that ESPN is running right now. I was wondering how awkward it may look to see like the Celtics and the Bucks play and then just have 10,000 empty seats in these arenas. They hung banners all around the playing surface so that it actually looked like it was like this well-decorated sort of like sports theater.
Oh.
I think it's actually going to be kind of a cool look for television.
Or what about velvet curtains or rugs?
And maybe when they announce someone, it'll be like, and now coming off the bench, Gordon Hayward, everyone. Hello!
I'd throw my Red Sox into the mix too for a title shot, but Odd Shark is not agreeing. Actually, it's Bovada. 20-1 to win the AL. They are like eighth on the list. Yankees, Astros, Twins, Rays, A's, Indians, White Sox, Angels, then the Red Sox. What a disrespect card they should be playing. Renicky, get that chip on the shoulder out.
Ken, the Yankees have the best pitcher, and they can mash, and the Twins are a beer league softball team.
I don't know why Bradford disagrees that a shortened season helps the Red Sox. I disagree with him on that totally.
It's good for the website.
We have to get off.
Chaim Bloom is the master of openers. Yeah. Short bursts of pitchers. These names Curtis was throwing out earlier, it's going to be like the hidden secret of the season.
We have to start hot. That's the issue, really.
Ken is hot in here when he talks baseball.
We flatten the curve. First city to cure COVID. Did you hear, Marty?
You don't have enough games. I think his issue is really that they're underdogs in almost every almost every series.
It's hard to argue that. On paper, they are. Now, would you like three more of my reasons Cam Newton is better than Tom Brady?
Yes,
finished out the column,
yeah. Yes.
Which is white hot at WEI.com.
Yes.
Come on, Curtis.
Okay, number 10. Newton will not be the off-field distraction that Brady was in terms of pitch man. No Paul Rudd game week Netflix cameos coming out of the spa. No Hulu ads. I mean, Newton can be a little flashy. I'll grant you that, but he's nowhere in Brady's class.
Ad was during a week the Patriots
that was Super
weren't
Bowl.
Playing.
But come on.
Okay.
Number 11, Alex Guerrero is gone. Forget about the distraction of Guerrero. That is a huge one.
Absolutely.
Moses, Cabrera, Fitzy, get at him.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Okay.
Yep.
Unified strength coach. And finally, think of the lousy stats Brady had last year. I mean, it's not all his fault, obviously. But for Newton to have a better year than what Brady had last year, easily done. And all he's going to do is win one playoff game, and it's a better year. That is easily done.
So that column is up at WEEI.com right now, 12 reasons why Cam Newton is a better fit for the Patriots and will, I don't want to paraphrase, but will be better this season than Tom Brady was last season.
Yep. Call me a honk if you want.
Cam Newton lost his last 8 starts. Tom Brady never lost more than 7 games in a season.
You can do a list of 12 reasons he won't be better. I encourage it.
Oh, why don't you do that? Have you ever written a column for WEI.com?
I don't know how to speak English.
That's apparent. Speak to text.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEI.
The idea of doing one's part, though, should be so simple. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask, social distance, wash your hands. Mm-hmm. That alone means you are contributing to the betterment of your house, your work, your town, your society as a whole. And it's such a small thing. And it's a mystery to me how somehow that has been wiped out of what should be ingrained in the behavior of us all. Simple things. Do your part.
I'm going well, the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain.
There he is, Tom Hank, issuing a piece of guidance for America.
Okay.
He says he was inspired by filming his forthcoming World War II film, which is called what?
Called Greyhound, Greg, named after my favorite cocktail in the summertime. It's vodka, grapefruit juice, and a salty rim with a lime.
Top 5 World War II movies, Brad Folk.
Oh, that's an easy go. Greyhound looks like great dad porn for the World War II fans. Love the Jojo Rabbit, surprisingly funny. Hitler, sneaky funny guy. Of course, Hacksaw Ridge, Mel Gibson, Saving Private Ryan, the one with Ben Affleck, and Inglourious Bastards, where Newton resident Eli Roth played a Bostonian and used to beat people up with a baseball bat. Yeah.
Hey,
you
Brad
put a baseball bat in, I love it.
Brad, who's your favorite Philadelphia Eagle?
Who's that?
Philadelphia Eagles.
I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. You can put that right up your Philly hole, Curtis.
Hey, maybe Tom Hanks ought to run for president. Never mind Kanye. I mean, don't you think he's an American treasure?
He can't even run his own house.
Well, everybody loves him. I mean, other than me, everybody loves Tom Hanks.
What about Springsteen?
No. I mean.
Ooh, are you going to criticize Springsteen?
Well, I don't necessarily, he and I don't agree politically on all things. On some things we might.
Sorry to bring it up.
Is there a musical artist other than Kanye that you think would make a great president?
Dave Matthews.
He's not even American.
Well, that would help when it comes to weed being federally legal.
We played him last hour, Ozzy. It's in better condition than Trump.
He's a British citizen. I don't believe
you want to keep America great. It should be Ted Nugent in office, bro.
Well, you know who Wiggy would say? The Stallion. What was her name? Megan the Stallion?
Oh, yes.
Or Cardi B,
Coronavirus.
An American musician you would vote for in office?
Tom Waits.
T. Swift?
Oh, maybe.
In due time.
Wow, maybe. I could actually see her running one day.
Yeah.
She'd have to be 35. How old is she now? 25? She's going to be 10 years from now?
Don't ask me why, but I watched her documentary on Netflix. It's not bad.
Curtis, you just said that on the public airwaves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to make sure you know that.
She's 30.
You have to be 35.
She's not 25. She's 30, Curtis? Yeah.
I don't pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped paying attention to that once the Olsen twins countdown clock to 18 expired years ago, because you could get away with that back
in the day.
The Olsen
twins went from looking 18 to 49 like that. They look like they just like they both look like they've seen a ghost.
It's called
They don't leave the house.
Hey, age doesn't matter. Just ask Madonna. She posted
what was that
she
picture
posted
she posted
a nude yesterday,
in the underwear with the crutch. It's like that's and I don't want to age shame anybody because I think it's horrible, but it's this is something that, you know, when you deal with facial fillers and things like that, the neck and the hands don't lie. There's really not, you can't do anything about your neck, really. Your hands, you could probably do fillers to make them look less veiny or tendony, whatever. But the juxtaposition of how her face has changed versus her hands in the front of the photo, it's just a weird flex. And I was going through some of the comments on that, and it was an interesting split between people who were like, it's Madonna, she can do whatever she wants, you go girl, this is great, like all the people that are, you know, fluffing J-Lo, telling her how great she looks.
Oh.
And then all these other people saying, like, why am I seeing this?
How old is she?
Oh, God.
Madge? She's like 63. She's up there.
She's 61. 61.
I wasn't
She'll be
off.
62 in August.
I mean, I guess it's easier if you've had work done to feel comfortable posting a nude.
Of course it is. When are Khloe Kardashian's nudes coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, American musicians who could run for president? Blake Shelton?
He gets country vote.
How about Dre?
Dre.
He's a doctor.
He is a doctor.
And he's worth $3
billion. You're right about that. Let's see. This is John. John, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to say real quick about that, Ted Nugent and Kid Rock. But my actual point is that I wanted to know if you guys know that 25 kids have died in America from COVID-19, and already this year 130 kids have died from the flu. And for some more numbers, Obama let 60 million people, 62 really, get the flu, the swine flu, and over 100,000 people died from that. Also, and if you want to, so that's pretty funny, you know, that nobody mentions any of that. 62 million people.
I mean, I don't know. It's like everybody has a number that fits what their
narrative,
is on the thing. Right. It's like
you
earlier,
can work it anyway.
I mean, I think Jerry's burner would be John in Florence, but
I think it's when. Listen, I brought up the nursing home thing to Ken, and Ken immediately pivots to the CDC, even though the information that he shared was absolutely not factual whatsoever. I think you can make a case for the fact that Massachusetts has the fourth highest death rate in the country.
Oh, I thought you were going to give Baker credit. Wiggy gave him credit yesterday. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I would like to, but I don't understand. I mean, have we done the best job of locking everything down and keeping people safe, or have we not?
Compared to the 40 states that are spiking now, we've done a better job. I wouldn't say
perfect. But why do we have the fourth highest death rate then?
We were hit very hard early. We were a hot spot.
How does being hit very hard, how does that affect the death rate?
Well, you get a lot of cases, you're going to have a lot of deaths.
Well, we have over 7,000 deaths. Over 5,000 of them were nursing home patients.
And that was a big problem.
A big problem.
But it's going to be elsewhere, too. I mean, we have a lot more information now, thankfully.
What?
Huh?
The CDC's guidance has changed since, and most governors have taken a different approach.
Do you find it odd that you use Massachusetts and New York as models for the rest of the country when they are the two worst hit states in America?
Well, right now, in terms of total deaths. But do you expect that to be the case in 2 months?
Which?
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
the death totals here to be worse.
But why is it that when I share like a graph,
the old Clay Travis graph,
a very nicely colored graph with you yesterday, mm-hmm. you make no mention of it, no acknowledgement of it.
Well,
it's clear. There might not even be an epidemic in this country if it weren't for five states and the way in which they unfortunately handled the nursing home patients. We might not even have an epidemic.
I don't think there's been any deaths. I mean, I've checked them all. They're all probable. I mean, probably nobody has died from it.
See, this is
most of them were boredom.
This is that annoying pivot to the worst case scenario.
I mean, it's just no point. I mean, you've proven your idiocy, and there's just no point in arguing anymore.
What if we have Clay Travis on the show tomorrow?
I think we should have Clay Travis on the show.
I love him.
Great.
Ken's head will explode.
Ted Nugent. Clay Travis.
Yeah!
Clay Travis for president. Travis Tritt for president.
Is Travis Tritt
alive?
We're going to have a rally at the Costco's.
How about Travis Barker.
He wants to run for president of flying objects. Oh. Isn't he the one who's way into like? Isn't he like the Blink 182 guy?
Yes.
Who's like totally
yes
outer space.
Well, wait, is he?
No, that was Tom, I think.
Didn't he survive a plane crash, Travis Barker? Am I thinking about it wrong?
Travis was in the plane crash,
and I don't think he flies anymore.
I don't think so either.
It was the plane crash that.
DJ AM
died. And he survived it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And who would? I wouldn't fly after.
If
you survived, does that make your?
What
luck,
are the odds?
Like it would never happen again, right?
It's like the lightning striking twice thing. You know, if you survive a plane crash, the odds are going to be another.
Well, you survived Maddie and Nick, so you still did radio joke. 3, 2, 1. Waiting.
That's just sad.
It's sad when I think of it.
Self-deprecating. It's just sad.
I self-own so I can just deal with it and move on. I Zamboni the ice for the rest of you hump faces to carry on with your little program.
No, the point is you're supposed to be light and happy. You seem so down all the time on the show.
I can't imagine why.
Thanks for making me, by the way, the banner of the Twitter page for the show, Curtis.
Does that really hurt you?
No, it was in earnest. I appreciated it.
How was OMF yesterday? Have a good time?
It was fumf. I had a great time. How's everything with you, Ken?
We had fun last week. Why are you taking it out on me?
How are you, buddy? Curtis, I miss you.
I'm really sorry that you put me in the Twitter banner.
I said I appreciated it, Curtis. I know it was definitely done in earnest.
Well, see, the thing, I think that Wiggy got this whole thing started where, you know, he was saying that Curtis rents, you know, a
space.
Big space in your head or
of course.
What have you, so. Mm-hmm. That's been a topic of conversation.
We have a good time.
Wigs out.
Wigs out.
Wigs out.
Let's see.
That and the other.
Here's a text which says that because of our population density, that is why we have the fourth highest deaths. Mm-hmm. But that does. I don't understand. You're going to have to explain to me. Texter says they don't like when I say I don't understand. But what does population density have to do with dying from the coronavirus?
The spread, Greg. It's the spread. There's more people within a square mile.
What does that have to do with it, Danielle?
I don't know.
Look at it this way, real fast. Chelsea and Brockton were the two hardest hit areas, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of people packed into those urban areas. There's probably a certain number of them that are nursing homes and also that are lower income.
You're talking about two different things. People die from the coronavirus based on what? The death rate is
usually age or comorbidities.
Correct.
And so there could have been.
So it has absolutely nothing to do with population density. It has, in my opinion, everything to do with making the tragic decision to send people who are sick back into nursing homes, to mandate that they go back into nursing homes. The average age of death in Massachusetts is 82 years old. So the population density has absolutely nothing to do with the death rate for a virus. It has everything to do with the spread of the virus, has nothing to do with the rate of patients that die from it.
But if you have a densely populated area and you have people that are not given the opportunity to test and also maybe ignorant to the way that the virus operates, don't you think that it could spread through there more rapidly or unknowingly?
That's not what we're talking about. Spreading rapidly. This is what drives me nuts. People don't, they just listen, like it's like droning on, like listening to people. Spreading rapidly has nothing to do to the rate of people that die from it.
So what were the death rates in Brockton and Chelsea versus other areas?
I have zero idea. I have zero idea. Are you suggesting that the death rate is higher because it spread faster?
No, I'm not suggesting that. I'm inquiring as to that.
Yeah. I mean, Ken, you have no answer for me. It's not surprising.
How do you feel about restaurants?
What about the North End?
Mm-hmm.
What about couches? Emails?
Couches.
Well, Malcolm Butler.
What about Epstein? He didn't
Cam Newton.
Where's Delane?
There are a Epstein. Lot of
what you're
pieces.
Saying is what Nick is saying is that if you live in the hills of Nebraska, you have a better chance of surviving getting the virus than if you live in the city of Boston. It's ludicrous.
Nebraska doesn't have hills.
What do they have? Badlands. If you live in the flats of Nebraska,
okay,
would you suggest you have a better chance of surviving the virus than if you live in Boston?
Oh, my God. I just said that more people would get it, therefore it could spread faster and you could have more deaths. Because if it spreads faster in an area and you have people that get it and they don't know they have it and they don't get the proper medical treatment, there's a good chance that, like Ted, who works at the farm in Nebraska and is the only person in town to get it, may be able to get to the hospital faster than, let's say, when there's 500 people in a square mile that get it in Chelsea. But what do I know? Top 12 ways Tom Brady could have prevented COVID outside of Protect.
Now we're talking.
There we go.
Can we please, Wiggy's here, can we get him from the cross and ask him the capital of Nebraska?
Is it Lincoln?
Yes.
Okay. I'll eat you.
I wasn't going to ask him.
You just pulled a Curtis.
All right, yes. We'll get Wiggy in here for the cross.
Yes.
Okay. The crossover is coming up next.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Name that artist, Wiggs.
I didn't have my headphones on, so I just heard the instrumental. I want to say that's Rat.
Rat.
Wow.
That, I mean, you pulled that one out of.
You like that one, huh?
Sheebus.
No, that grunge. It's grunge.
Oh, okay. So that's so. All right. Is that Nirvana?
Yes.
Okay.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
What was the guy's name? Shoot. What was his name?
Samuel Cobain.
No,
little known
guy. Kurt Cobain. Yeah, I mean, yes. He was married to, who's the crazy girl he was
Megan Thee Stallion.
Courtney Love.
Yeah, Courtney Love.
Courtney Love.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
And she killed him.
He would be lucky to be married to Megan Thee Stallion.
She did not do that, no.
That is your opinion.
That's not my opinion. It's not even my opinion.
I've not heard that one.
What? You haven't?
Are you serious?
Not that it's your opinion.
No, it's not.
No.
Oh, it's not.
You've heard that theory.
You've heard that theory.
I have not. Can you expound?
It's a big conspiracy
theory. She led him to the drugs? Is that one of the conspiracy?
Big conspiracy.
A lot of sketchy things about the photo of the death scene.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Yep.
Big conspiracy thing.
Mm-hmm. Greg's a big conspiracy guy.
Do you buy into any conspiracies, Wiggy? Are you a conspiracy theory
Wiggy's
guy?
Wiggy's all in on 5G.
Huawei.
Nah,
not really.
No?
I haven't. It's been
grassy
a while.
Knoll? Are you a grassy knoll guy?
Oh.
No. Oh, expand.
Is that the JFK?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Nailed it
blown
again.
Away. Yeah. What else do I have to say?
Wiggy thinks 7-Eleven is an inside job.
I
oh, my God.
I think that somebody, you know, when you're that in that position, like, you're not just getting killed just because it's some random dude who doesn't believe in what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe there's something
deep
going
state.
On. Yeah, it's like the whole Jimmy Hoffa thing, right?
Yeah, deep state.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whether it's the mob, whether it's this, something, it's, you know.
Yeah. All right, well, crossover today brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. This is Matt, who's bothered by something I said earlier. Hello, Matt.
So what's up, Hillman?
What's going on?
All right, so when you have a communicable disease or virus, population density is a huge factor of it, right? So as someone just said on the show earlier, right, the amount of people you have in a given area is going to increase the probability that the virus is likely to be transmitted.
Correct.
So if you look at the state of Massachusetts, right, based on our population density,
yes,
okay, which is just over 800 people,
yes,
and you look at states, say, like Arizona,
yes,
okay, that has it's about 45. What's going to end up happening is you're just going to have more cases. So the number you want to look at is the percentage of deaths based on confirmed cases.
I'm talking about the mortality rate. It has nothing to do with the density nothing to do with the density of the population, the mortality rate.
It absolutely does. Because
why?
Because the more people, right, the more people that are contracting the virus, the more likely there are to be deaths. The less people that contract it, the less. So you're talking about...
It's a rate. It is not...
That's
it's
correct.
We're not fourth in total deaths. We are fourth when it comes to the rate of population that got it and died from it.
Hmm.
Do you understand the difference?
Oh, I absolutely do. Absolutely do.
Okay.
So you're talking about the rate in the population, the...
I'm talking about Joe. I'm talking about Matt gets it in Massachusetts or Matt gets it in Nebraska. Why is Matt more likely to die of it in Massachusetts?
So again, it's going to come back to
wait a second. He's not.
Well, he shouldn't be unless Matt, who gets it in Massachusetts, is 82 years old.
Right, but if Matt
has comorbidities.
Right, but if Matt in Nebraska is 82 years old, he probably has the same likelihood of dying in Massachusetts. Are we really here?
We're really here.
You know how we say moving the goalposts? The goalposts are officially on wheels.
You think so?
They never stay still.
They never stay.
Because I was looking at it. That was the one thing that I was looking at, and it is – you know, because everybody talks about Florida, 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 Florida.
Yeah. Ken talks about it all day.
But then I look at there was only like, 17 deaths in Florida? So if there's 10,000 people who test positive for the coronavirus, but only 10 people or 11 people or 15 people die, isn't that number pretty good?
It is, yes. That would be a similar morbidity to influenza.
I don't care about morbidity. I want to know how many mofos get it and then how many mofos unfortunately pass away from it.
If
you're looking at the numbers, right, in Massachusetts, I think maybe at our peak we were at 200 people dying in one particular day. Now we're down to 15? Mm-hmm. I thought it was 15 or something saw yesterday.
Well, we've recovered. I mean, the mayor said that we've recovered. We can now start inviting tourists from Florida and Georgia and Texas right here to get on a duck boat.
So I don't, but I guess now it's the hospitalizations, but I can't find numbers anywhere for hospitalizations.
Yeah. Well, they're about to be
overrun.
You'll
get nothing in like
they're
it.
They're going to be overrun.
Yes.
And I read today we're running out of PPE again, Ken.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
We ran out of PPP. PPE.
We had every factory.
We're not running out of OPP.
Every factory in America turned into PPE manufacturing. Right. How are we running out of PPE today?
Well, why do we need
We have 8 billion ventilators. We have more Elon Musk made 47,000 ventilators that nobody's using.
Can I just put a T-shirt around my face? I mean, you'll tell me as good as a PPE?
Most hospitals, that's fine. Just put a T-shirt around your face.
Well, I mean, they're the same. All I really need to do is I get me one of them Tupac bandanas, and boom. I'm good to go.
Well, the shortage makes sense from the PPE perspective of masks, face shields, et cetera, stuff like that, just because a lot of businesses are reopening and they've put in place protocols that hair salons, nail salons, they have to wear stuff like that,
right.
Whereas they weren't open before and they weren't using it and they're going through it at a rapid rate. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that shortage would come up again.
Well, as long as you're wearing something, that's what the mask people tell me.
Right.
So if my barber's wearing, if my barber's wearing his, his blue bandana across his grill, then aren't I good to go?
Just roll. If you could roll the PPE goalpost over here, I'd really appreciate it. Roll that baby over here. We got to shut down again because we're out of PPE.
Oh, man, did you see the NESCAT schools? There was another... I think NESCAT is looking to move their season to this spring as well.
Yeah.
I thought I saw.
There's going to be virtually no college football.
I don't see the Power Fives doing it, though. You think the Division I Power Fives won't have football? Like that Clemson's, the Alabama's.
Think they'll do it. It's too much money.
They're thinking about, there's an article we were talking about yesterday on Sports Illustrated, how Michigan and other Power Five schools are looking at regional schedules where they cut out the long trips or any bigger opponents they may play that would require flying or excessive travel.
Okay.
So you'll look at them playing a lot of FCS schools, and it's just going to be
so they
Ohio
would
State,
play like
Michigan State.
So they would play like Central Michigan,
bingo.
Eastern Michigan.
Correct.
Some of those schools that if they were playing a school, let's say Georgia State, they might go, rather than that, we'll just play Central
Ohio
Michigan.
State would be like the end of the travel for them. So you'll see if the Pac-12 teams could
I'm
play,
cool
you'll see
that.
All the LA and Southern California teams play each
other. I'm cool with that as long as we got football.
Curtis wanted to know if you knew what the capital of Nebraska was.
Isn't it Lincoln?
Yeah. Nailed it.
I'm good with geography.
You are?
Yeah, I'm good. Kind of good with geography.
Well, where was the party boat?
You didn't know how many states there were.
No, I know how many states. I was asking the question because there's 50 states, but we only tend to talk about two when it comes to coronavirus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There's only two that stand out. And the whole, so out of the 50, the only two states that matter are Florida and Texas.
Well, yeah, because they open their bars.
Well, didn't Georgia open their bars?
I don't know. Nobody mentions Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, Curtis, you're the Georgia guy. Remember, that was the biggest thing. Georgia, forget about it. They opened up, and it was, you know, that whole state will be dead within 6 weeks.
Right. Chris Cuomo set himself on fire on TV when they opened Georgia.
But how come Georgia's
Curtis,
doing so good?
Curtis, now I know why you pickled yourself.
Why don't I hear the crazy spikes? They opened their bars. I told you I had a friend down there. They were going to proms. They
maybe
opened
it
their,
doesn't fit the narrative.
That's my point. So out of the 50 states, we only care about Texas and Florida. In Florida, but in Florida, I will give them credit. They might have a lot of cases, but their debts... That they don't have a lot of debts.
This whole entire thing has just been about prohibition. They just want to shut all the bars down and find a way to never have bars. And Curtis,
I don't know how those
with that.
Places survive, like bars, nightclubs, you know, like a lot of that whole industry is done. Because I heard about you guys talking a little bit about, you know, people at the baseball stadium. Because remember I said you let people go protest, but you won't let... you know, fans go to Fenway, and then it was maybe like 100 people. Is that like the limit?
So yeah, you can have 100 in phase three, step four, part 18B. Right. You can have 100 people at a gathering out of doors.
Okay.
Now you would think that would mean that you could have 100 people watching a baseball game. That's what the Brockton Rocks thought. But it turns out you can only have 100 people in the place. So the Red Sox, you know, you're not going to be. But why can't you allow 1,000 fans into Fenway Park if you have 200 people at a beer garden or
no? Why can't you allow the same
Home Depot?
Why can't you allow the same amount of people at a Red Sox game that you allow to go to a protest?
People are going to say, "Well, but forget sports, about sports, Wiggy. It's not as important as your right to
Forget about the reasoning of the protest.
And what if
right?
they promise to not play the anthem?
Separate your opinion on why they were protesting. Right, just move that aside. We're just talking about the number of people that were there.
Yeah,
right. So the number of people that were there, nobody really tripped about them being there, right? As long as if you're going there, hey, make sure you're wearing a mask, do those proper things. So take the number of people and say, okay, if you're going to Fenway Park, have the same type of guidelines. If you're going to go, make sure you're wearing a mask. You could be sitting right next to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't get the logic in this whole thing where nobody, and I don't even want to, and I don't want anybody fronting. When this whole protest stuff was going on, nobody was tripping about how close they were, coronavirus, or this, that, and the other, right?
Yes.
Nobody was tripping.
What, you mean nobody in power?
Yeah, nobody in power.
Burgermeister, Meisterburger.
But I didn't hear Ken tripping. I didn't hear tripping about.
No, Dale wasn't tripping about it.
Right.
Please isolate that line.
Dale was not tripping.
Right, so
indeed, he was not tripping.
He was not fronting.
Yes, so
Dale was doing absolutely no fronting.
So
good morning, pals, how are you?
So
he was not playing. Either.
Now, did he step to it?
No, okay. He didn't step to it. He was 100. Right?
Did he keep that energy?
He was 100.
No, he didn't keep that energy. Right. For the
Dame Dalla.
He said. He said with regard
he was big
to
103.
It. With regard to it, he said, "Do not hate the player."
Hate the game.
Okay. That is what Dale said.
Or did he say, only am I a player, but I'm also the president.
But I thought he wasn't a player. He just crushed a lot.
Oh,
God. But I mean, I don't know. So are you saying that 10,000 people should just show up for the home opener on the 24th?
Here's what you do.
And if then stop and, that
and
yard.
Then, and, then nope. And then demand to be allowed into Fenway
nope.
Park.
Here's what I would do. Sam Kennedy, if you're listening, got a great idea for you.
Okay.
You want this idea? We are having a Black Lives Matter protest at Fenway Park on July 24th at 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Are you leading it?
Oh, you only need one person? All you need is one black fan there, and you are having a rally, and guess what? Now you can have your... What's the governor going to say?
He's going to say,
out to the protest.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know.
They just happen to be playing a baseball game during our protest. Hey, what can we do?
All right. What are you guys talking about?
I think we're going to jump a little bit. We're going to piggyback off of you guys. Follow your cab and the Cam Newton 1 year versus Patrick Mahomes 12 year. And I am with Curtis on this one.
Yeah, man.
Give me Mahomes for 12 years for $500 million all day
long.
So why do you think
when it comes to our poll on Twitter that a majority of Pats fans would prefer Cam Newton for 1 year at the discount rate than Mahomes for 12?
Because they're idiots. It's that simple. You got a guy in Patrick Mahomes, just similar to Tom Brady's skill set, that is going to put you in the conversation of Super Bowl contender every single year. Now, we were fortunate that Brady wasn't trying to get that type of money. But Mahomes is. It's a different element now. And don't give me the narrative, well, if you pay Mahomes, then you're not going to be able to pay everybody else.
Yeah, I gave that narrative earlier.
Just look at the Rams. They paid Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. They paid Aaron Donald. They traded for Jalen Ramsey. You might lose a couple players. But if I have Patrick Mahomes and Stephon Gilmore and I got to lose Devin McCourty, hey, so be it.
And the Rams are now in cap hell for the next several years.
They're not. Stop with the cap hell narrative. They're not in cap hell.
They got
rid
of Todd Gurley. They had to trade
Brandon Cooks. Todd Gurley they got rid of because of the injury, right? Todd Gurley was no longer. And there are some
contracts. Plus, he was carrying a massive price tag.
Right, but there are some contracts that you look at and you go, that was a bad contract. Does anybody look at the Patrick Mahomes contract and go, that's a bad contract?
It depends on the
based on
your
skill
team.
Set. No. Based on
I'm
his skill
set. I'm
the
one who advocated for going for Mahomes over Cam Newton as well, dude.
That's why I look at skill set, right? Based on Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes, for the next 12 years, he'll be 36 years old. You think at the end of this contract, you think he's still going to be good?
He never sees the end of this contract. He tears it up in 5 years and they write a new one.
Well, but let's say hypothetically he does. If he's
age 36, is he still going to be good? Yeah, he'll be very good.
Right. He'll be. I mean, we don't say anything about Aaron Rodgers, and I believe Aaron Rodgers is 36 years old.
Yeah.
Smart move by them. If I'm Belichick.
Percent right, and the people that voted are 1,000% wrong. Which would you rather, Cam Newton for 1 year and $1 million? 55% with 2,000 votes in.
That's just dumb.
Those are honks. I love it.
But you don't. But it. Cam Newton gives you 1 year of maybe being a contender. Patrick Mahomes gives you 12 years of that. I don't get why. I don't understand what you're missing there.
Well, we will hear you talk about that next.
Yeah, we will.
All right, Dale and Keith with Wiggy is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.